Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM. People who have a high IQ or who we think of as traditionally smart are often considered those likely to be the most successful. However, recent research has shown that high emotional intelligence, EI, a combination of people skills and advanced common sense, has been proven to be a far better predictor of success than IQ. Those with high EI can better empathize with others and deliver a superior performance on the job. Unlike IQ, EI is flexible and can be increased regardless of age or stage in life. By increasing EI, one can learn how to develop stress tolerance, increase flexibility with coworkers, boost assertiveness, and resolve problems successfully. And here to tell us how is EI coach Harvey Duschendorf, the author of The Other Kind of Smart. Harvey has worked in the field of EI for more than 10 years and is a certified administrator of the Barron EQI, the first scientifically valid test for emotional intelligence, approved by the American Psychological Association. Harvey has an extensive background in career development and social work. Harvey, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be on your program.
Yeah, I'm so happy to have you on. I love the idea. I remember when I first started reading about emotional intelligence. And if you can tell us a little bit about it, like what is it? Go ahead.
Okay, emotional intelligence is basically the level at which we're able to recognize, manage our emotions and others' emotions every moment in our lives. And that determines our ability on how to deal with life. And I'll just get into a brief story here that demonstrates that. Yeah, Brad, when he was growing up, his father was quite abusive and would call him things like dummy and very, very nasty things. And, of course, when Brad became older, went into the workforce, he was an angry young man. And he would take his anger out on everybody around him, coworkers, his boss. Of course, he'd have problems in his relationships, too, with his girlfriends and things like that. And he went to a workshop on emotional intelligence, and he learned about triggers, and he learned that different people would trigger things that would make him come up with anger that was really meant for his father. Now, he learned how to deal with that. He learned different ways that he could deal with this, and one of the ways he was before speaking, he would learn how to say things to himself when he felt the charge of anger. And so that when it came out, it was quite different than it would have been before. And he was able to release a lot of the anger and start to develop really better relationships with his boss, coworkers, and his personal life as well. So it really started to turn his life around.
Oh, that's great. You know, that's what really got me about your book. And it's funny because I picked a lot of quotes. I really love the book. But one of my favorites was, quote, "Many of us rely on anger and other strong emotions to cope with and escape dysfunctional families and other unfortunate situations that are brought up with. Once we are out of the original family situation, however, the anger no longer serves us well, and that works against us. At this point, it is crucial that we recognize that thoughts and behaviors that were once necessary are now obsolete and harmful to us." And that's what you were talking about. And I think that once you can work through some of your issues, you are going to be more productive. And a lot of your book talks about the effects on the workplace, the positive effects from having a high emotional intelligence can create, if you can talk a little bit about that in the workplace.
Yes. I mean, in the workplace, if we're able to recognize our emotions and be able to manage them, we're in a much better position to recognize and manage emotions of others around us. We'll be able to determine, how we interact with others, what sort of a reaction we're going to get from them, and we'll be able to deliberately go out there and be able to form a positive, much more satisfying, much more effective relationships with other people around us. And that works in the workplace very well, because that people will do a better job, will feel more motivated, and be a lot more pleasant place to come to, and it just has a lot of good effects, and also makes the workplace more productive. People are happier, feel more relaxed, get along better with one another.
Yes, and that is so important. And You know, you have some really interesting techniques for increasing emotional self-awareness, which also will increase emotional intelligence, and you also talk about healthy assertiveness. If you can talk a little bit about the self-awareness and the healthy assertiveness and how that plays into emotional intelligence.
Yeah, well, the emotional self-awareness, all emotional intelligence starts within ourselves, and we have to be aware of our own emotions. That's the first step. And what we can do is if we struggle with this, if we're having problems identifying our emotions, basically we sit there with our eyes closed every day, focusing on what our feelings are. Another thing we can do if we have trouble, go out with friends, family, watch a movie, and then after talk about how the different people in the movie felt and why they felt that way. That will help us identify different kinds of emotions and maybe what would have caused those emotions. Now, assertiveness is basically asking for what we want, and it's different than aggressiveness. We can be assertive, and we are basically protecting our own boundaries, but we're not crossing into others' people's boundaries, which is really aggression. And it's important to be assertive and ask for what we want. So when we ask for something what we want, we should ask for it directly and never apologize for asking. The other thing that I recommend is when addressing people, unless, they have an official title that you need to be addressed by, doctor, soever, is not to address people by titles unnecessarily, because that puts them in a higher position, to us. So don't use titles unless it's necessary.
Okay. I really love the story about Monica in your book, about how that she didn't get the family support, but she had support from an aunt, and she went after what she wanted in regards to school and having that assertiveness and that self-regard. I thought that was a wonderful story.
Yeah, that's a wonderful story. Monica didn't have the support, actually, at home, a dominant father and a mother who was very submissive, and the father, and she didn't get any kind of support, but she did have an aunt, and this aunt was a very strong person, very independent, had traveled. So the aunt supported Monica quite a bit, and Monica really clung to that. So, you get support anywhere that you can get it in life. And then later on, she was a tall girl and sort of ungainly at first. But after, she had a coach in a basketball coach who really appreciated Monica and taught her to be quite self-confident. So that's an excellent story, one of my favorites.
Yeah, I love that. Another thing in the book is you talk about that empathy is not sympathy, and I know that empathy has a large role in emotional intelligence. What does that mean, empathy is not sympathy?
Well, sympathy is really feeling sorry for somebody, and when we really feel sorry for somebody, we get drawn in emotionally and we lose all objectivity. And empathy is our ability to feel for somebody situation and understand what they might be going through, but not to be drawn into it emotionally. This is sort of what to be able to sit back and understand. Now, here's an example here. Say, you had a friend who suddenly had a bad accident and just was coming out of it and was partially disabled, had trouble with even basic things, tying their shoes. You're there. Your friend is struggling very hard to tie, her shoes. It would be so easy to help. You're feeling really, really bad. But, she needs to become independent. And
yes.
So she has to struggle. So you have to watch her struggle, even though it's difficult, because, she's going to have to learn to do it herself to increase her independence and to increase her quality of life. So it's basically being able to sit back and feel for the person, yet not let those emotions get in the way.
Oh, that is so interesting. I hadn't thought about it that way. And I, you know, there's so many things in the book, and I know we're not going to be able to get to all of them, but you really, I mean, you don't miss a thing. I mean, you have ways to increase the empathy, and you talk about the importance of community. And I recently did an interview with Karen Fingerman and Melinda Blau, who wrote Consequential Strangers, which is about how there's a lot of people in your life, like you see at the store or the gas station or the hair salon, that you don't really think about, but they're actually an important part of your life. And I think community is so important. If you can talk about that a little bit.
Yes, community is very important, and it determines really our social responsibility. We have a responsibility for those around us and the community. That gives us a sense of balance. It gives us a sense of who we are. It's got a lot to do with our happiness, being part of a community. It helps us to reach our potential. It's so very important to have healthy, well-adjusted people all around us.
Yes, it really is. It really is so much. And, you know, one of the things that I like, too, is you write, quote, "My challenge to you is not to wait for the tragedy to get you yourself moving toward the life you want and desire. Do something today, regardless of how small. Do the same thing today and every day after that." Now, I probably should have prefaced that by saying, you talk about in the book that sometimes people wait for a tragedy to get more empathetic or make these important changes and get in touch with their emotions. And I think that message is so important. Don't wait till something bad happens. Start doing it now. And that's why your book is so important, because you give people the tools to do that.
Yes.
Yes. Well, I want to thank you so much. This has been so interesting. And how can people learn more about you?
Well, they can go to my website. It's www.theotherkindofsmart.com.
Thank you so much. If people want to reach me, they can go to itsyourhealthradio.org. I hope everyone has a great week. Keep being healthy. Find out about your emotional intelligence, and take care. Bye-bye.